Okay, I'm nervous. And Kevin told me that I got to fill up an hour. I don't know if I can do that. My name is Billy. I grew up in Columbia. I can't do this without crying. I wish I could just stand up here and talk about Jesus, but the road to get here was not easy. I never had a family, and the ones I did have, well, they killed themselves. I've filled my life with drugs and alcohol, fighting, cussing, everything I could try, you know, find to fill. To fill the void I didn't even know I had. And a few years ago, I ran out of options. And I was pretty much laying on the floor, waiting to see my children, coming off a pretty bad 3-year meth addiction. And I did enough to kill myself for that whole 3 years, and I just never died. I got pretty close. And then I started working out at a gym. And I met Ethan and Kayla, some other folks, and I went up to Ethan one day, you know, I don't even know. I don't know, it's just desperate, I guess. And I asked him if he knew a church that I could go to.
No, he didn't know one.
I don't know if there are others out there, but I'm glad it was this one. I don't know. Every time I come here, Kevin or Elijah, everything that comes out of their mouth is from the Bible. I don't ever have to leave here confused on what I'm supposed to be doing or where I can go for help if I'm lost or if I don't know what to do. You know, I've been in Sunday school with the SUD camps, and you know, Ben takes me to get my kids. We have a small group with some people here. A couple of years ago, when I came to this church, I met with Kevin. On Wednesdays, we go to Precision Coffee, and you know, Kevin, he did what he does. I have honest to God, there are people in this church I had convinced almost that Jesus was not real in my life, and they've told me this story. Over a few weeks, I read the Bible. Kevin gave me a New Testament, and I read it. And then we talked about baptism. Kevin asked me to pray for everything that I did wrong and all my sins. And the part that I remember that I tell everybody that I run into is, you got to pray, you got to tell him everything, so you got to admit it to yourself, you admit it to him, and you've got to pray to open your heart, that spot that you keep filling with everything in this world that's evil and that gets you further from God. You've got to open that, and when you come out of the water, when I came out of there, I was 1 million pounds lighter. I don't have, and to this day, I have not put that weight back on my shoulders. Amen. Jesus took all that from me. And the difference between right now when I have a problem and 4 years ago is I don't have to look for anything to fill my heart. I can open the Bible. I can call somebody in this church. And I know exactly who to turn to. And I still have problems all the time. But I don't have the burden or the guilt that they bring into your life when you don't have Jesus. I can just face them and be patient and hope that I have the strength to ask Him for strength to get through all of it. Well, actually, I think I'll better. I'm going to read this. This is Matthew 11:28. It says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." There's a lot of stuff in the Bible that you could read and to help you, but I think that pretty much covers what He can do for you. And He's looking for everybody. He wants all of us. And the only thing that's stopping anybody is you. Just find somebody that has that gift that can, what I consider it, is shaking hands with the Lord. That's what Kevin does. That's what he did for me. God put us in front of each other, and you know, in the beginning I thought I didn't know if it would last. I thought that I would push it away or that I would lose him. I watched Shannon go through something and his whole family, and I never said anything to him about it. I just wish I had Jesus when I lost my family. I don't know how you guys do it. But I know now that I could never be without Him. And I don't know how I could ever go back to not having Him in my life. It's my whole world, really. I thank you guys for listening. That was pretty tough.